Rach, I think everyone dreams of finding buried treasure.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And there's some locals from the Whitsundays who've actually managed that. It is sort of their career. The Opal Whisperers have found a whole bunch of opal deposit valued at over $1.2 million. One of the duo, Sophia, joins us right now. Sophia, congratulations on the find.
Thank you so much, guys. Good morning. Thank you.
This is massive. So you guys, where did you guys find the opal? So it's you and your brother, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a team called the Opal Whisperers. My brother, Isaac, first and foremost, he's the one that sort of got the team together. Myself, there's Mr. David Darby, who's actually the landowner of the area. And the area is southwest Queensland in a little place called Yawa. There's about 140 people that permanently live there.
Right.
Tiny little place.
So it must take a fair dedication to opals to go hunting into regional Queensland for them. Are you guys pretty obsessed?
Yeah, definitely. Hook, line and sinker, it's not a choice. There's something called opal fever, and it's sort of like once you pop, you can't stop. You find a few, and it's a lifetime thing now, for sure.
Now, obviously, this is an amazing find, an opal worth $1.2 million. That's fantastic. Have you come close to finding anything around that value before?
Honestly, Dylan, when we were finding just little bits of opal out in the desert, because you can mine really for decades. I've heard of some miners that really give their lives to this and only find little quantities.
Yeah.
We were extremely lucky to find a massive haul of 150 kilos worth of opal that surmounted to $1.2 million. So it definitely doesn't happen every day, and we're extremely blessed to be able to be involved in an expedition like this.
So what happens with the opal and the money now? Like, do you and your brother just go halvesies and like go on a shopping spree? Like, what are you going to do with it all?
That's right. We now just get on our yachts and go on a permanent. No, that would be wonderful. The reality of it is 70% of it rightfully goes to the landowner.
Okay.
Which is David Darby. And truthfully, he and his parents have been mining there for over 50 years. So they've really done the hard yakka and they really deserve that.
Right.
As far as us with our 30%, it will be reinvested into further mining, into ethical mining, into producing sort of a bigger project and really going into research of this particular opal because it's unlike any other opal that we know of.
Wow.
Yeah, and there's a lot really to learn from it, so we're mostly excited about that.
Excellent stuff. I highly recommend people check you guys out at Opal Earth in Airlie Beach, and of course, opalwhisperers.com as well to follow your journeys. But congratulations to you and your brother again, Sophia, and thanks for your time.
Excellent, guys. Thanks so much. Hey, big love.